Visit to Kosovo. In the capital of Pristina, she reaffirmed Slovenia's support for Kosovo on its European path. After holding talks with the country's leadership, Pirc Musar said Kosovo's EU integration was crucial for the stability of the region. In Pristina, Pirc Musar also attended the Women, Peace and Security Conference. Also on today's schedule was a meeting with members of the Slovenian Army serving in NATO's peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. Foreign Minister Tanya Fajon started her mini tour of Asia today. She arrived in Japan today and was hosted by her Japanese counterpart. Talks focused on business, investments, and science cooperation. Both Slovenia and Japan are members of the UN Security Council, and the two ministers also discussed the situation in the Middle East, Ukraine, and the Western Balkans. On Wednesday, Fajon will then travel to China, where she will also be accompanied by a large Slovenian business delegation. Slovenia's representative at the UN Security Council condemned Iran's attack on Israel, calling on all parties to show restraint. At the emergency session requested by Israel, Samuel Žbogar called on all sides to recognize the seriousness of the situation. Slovenia's representative added that putting an end to the hostilities in Gaza was the best way to calm tensions in the region. Meanwhile, as Israel considers a response to Iran's Saturday attack, the U.S. and other Western allies are calling on Israel not to escalate the situation. Ahead of this year's Summer Olympics, French President Emmanuel Macron said he was confident that the opening ceremony would take place as planned along the River Seine in the capital, Paris. However, taking into account the current security situation in the world, President Macron said authorities have also prepared Plan B and Plan C options.
Si on pense qu'il y a des risques, en fonction de l'analyse qu'on fera du contexte, on a des scénarios de repli. Il y a des plans B et même des plans C. Je vais être très clair avec vous. Ouais. Et on les prépare en parallèle.
The current plan is for the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics to be held on the 26th of July with huge crowds around the Seine River and the participation of around 160 boats. And the weather, clouds will roll in during the night, and it will be rainy tomorrow, first in the north of the country. The rainfall will then spread across the whole of Slovenia. Thunderstorms can also be expected in the afternoon, and temperatures will drop. Daily highs will range between 12 and 22 degrees at first, and later in the evening between 1 and 9 degrees only.
Radio SI, traffic update.
Now, we still have an accident causing problems on the northern Ljubljana ring between Dravlje and Podutik. That's towards the eastern Ljubljana ring and the south. Be careful there. Be careful also on the A1 highway from Koper towards Ljubljana. An object is causing some problems at Gabrk. And also we have a car tire and a broken down truck on the A1 highway. That's at the exit for Lukovica. That's coming from Maribor towards Ljubljana. Be careful there as well.
Radio SI. Radio SI. Wind down.
19 in dobre 3 minute, sedaj pa že malce bolj večerne ure, ki so tukaj pri nas na Radio SI, seveda v prvi vrsti podvržene dobre muziki. Seveda pogledamo tudi malce v zgodovino, tudi tokrat bomo v rubriki Timeless, ja, veliko dobrega in tudi nekaj informativnega. Dobrodošli še naprej.
Wind down with Radio SI.
Se vasta se vnosti nije mestni, če si lačen, unosir nije mestni za tebe. Če si lačen, unosir nije mesni za tebe na štacion.
Like ki v ropu banko. Ma dragi Ranko, kaj ti to pomaga? Zaporil se kruh in plesniva vlaga. Kaj boš dekel, bureka ni? Mraz pa stiska, ti kosti. Malo premisli, možgane pritegni, hitro pobegni.